You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has recorded 1,749 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases and 11 deaths as the state government announces a new funding package to vaccinate vulnerable groups. As the state moves towards leaving its sixth lockdown, it's also been confirmed another $21 million will be spent to vaccinate those who have had difficulty in getting their COVID-19 jab. The funding is aimed at people living with a disability, at-risk young people, seniors, culturally and linguistically diverse communities, social housing residents and family violence survivors. It will provide help for people to book appointments, arrange transport and offer respite or childcare. Premier Daniel Andrews says previous efforts show targeting at-risk communities works.
As you've seen, we've taken this program right into local communities with pop-ups and micro-pop-ups, literally neighbourhood vaccination activity, end-of-your-street vaccination activity. That's one of the reasons why some local government areas of significant concern to us only a few weeks ago have gone from 50% single dose to over 90% single dose in just a matter of weeks. We've had a really focused, a really concerted effort, and it's just been wonderful in terms of the outcomes we've been able to achieve. But that last minute push, that push to get to those really high numbers, that has to involve going back and doing more in all of the targeted efforts that you've done to that point.
Across Victoria's northern border, COVID-19 case numbers in New South Wales are diminishing and single vaccination coverage is past 90%. But the Chief Health Officer says the state can do even better as it emerges from lockdown. In the 24 hours to 8pm on Monday, New South Wales recorded 273 locally acquired virus cases, down from 301 the previous day, and four more deaths. Some 92.1% of eligible people 16 and older have had one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, while 80.8% of adults are fully vaccinated. Dr. Kerry Chant wants that number to increase.
92%, a great achievement, but let's get higher. Let's try and aim for 95%. Our colleagues in ACT have gone beyond that, so I'd set up the challenge to everyone. So please reach out and help those around you get vaccinated. If anyone is having difficulty either making a booking or getting to a booking, please help them. It's essential that we protect as many people as possible.
Queensland will keep some form of road border checks until 90% of eligible residents are vaccinated, but it has made it possible that quarantine requirements for all travellers will be eased earlier than expected. Under the state's plan, fully vaccinated travellers who test negative will be allowed to quarantine at home from November the 19th, when it's expected 70% of eligible Queenslanders aged 16 and over will be fully vaccinated. From December the 17th or sooner, if 80% of eligible Queenslanders are fully vaccinated before then, fully vaccinated travellers who test negative will be allowed to enter Queensland without any quarantine. But Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has told Channel 9 there is still going to be a need for quarantine facilities for unvaccinated travellers and those from global hotspots.
Look, there's still going to be unvaccinated international students. There's still going to be the need for labour for our farmers. So there's absolutely a need for that. And who knows, in the future, where a country might be declared a hotspot and charter flights will have to come in and quarantine will be needed. I don't have a crystal ball for the future. We can act only within our means, but we will be ready. We will have the facility ready by the end of this year.
The ACT has recorded 24 locally acquired COVID-19 cases a day after the territory eclipsed the 80% fully vaccinated milestone. There are 18 people in hospital and 10 in intensive care. The reopening of non-essential retail in the ACT has also been brought forward to October the 22nd. Fully vaccinated international arrivals will also be exempt from quarantine requirements from the same date to align with New South Wales. Chief Minister Andrew Barr says the ACT will also scrap quarantine requirements for residents returning from New South Wales from November the 1st because of the vaccination milestone.
This will allow the Chief Health Officer to declare high-risk local government areas as COVID-affected areas with relevant stay-at-home or quarantine requirements should a hotspot emerge. The ACT will also align our mandatory quarantine requirements for people arriving overseas, and we will align that with New South Wales, and that will come into effect on 1 November as well.
And travellers into Western Australia from Queensland will no longer need to quarantine from this Friday. WA Premier Mark McGowan says Queensland will be reclassified from a low risk to very low risk hotspot. Under WA's controlled border, the Northern Territory, South Australia and Tasmania are all classified very low risk. The ACT is medium risk, while Victoria and New South Wales are still labelled extreme risk. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.